WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild thing called life. You know, sometimes it feels like we're just trying to keep our heads above water, right? Between juggling responsibilities, facing challenges, and just keeping up with the ever-changing world, it's easy to feel overwhelmed by fear and anxiety. But guess what? I'm here to tell you that those feelings don't have to control you. This is the Feminine Reset Emotional Strength Daily, where we dive deep into the things that matter most. Building resilience, cultivating confidence, and embracing your power. Today, we're tackling something huge, overcoming fear and anxiety to find courage. Because let's be real, sometimes it feels like those pesky doubts are whispering in our ears, telling us to stay small, to play it safe, and to never take that leap of faith. But I'm here to tell you, girl, there's a whole universe waiting for you on the other side of fear. So, grab your favorite beverage, get comfy, and let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you unlock your inner warrior. First things first, acknowledge those feelings. You know what I mean. Ever had that moment where you're trying to ignore the knot in your stomach or the racing thoughts in your head? Stop it. Acknowledge those feelings. Fear and anxiety are valid emotions, but they don't have to define you. Name them, own them, and then start to gently guide your energy towards something more empowering. Think of it like this. You wouldn't ignore a physical injury, would you? Treat those emotional wounds with the same care and attention. Second, challenge those negative thoughts. You're probably thinking, easier said than done, Laura. But seriously, those thoughts aren't always based in reality. They're often just echoes of past experiences or limiting beliefs that are holding you back. Start to question them. Is there evidence to support that thought? What would your best friend say if you were telling her this story? Remember, you have the power to reframe those thoughts and choose a more empowering narrative. Third, break down those goals into smaller, manageable steps. Ever felt like that mountain was just too tall to climb? You know what I'm talking about. It can be overwhelming when we focus on the big picture without taking any action. Instead, break it down into bite-sized pieces. Each small victory builds momentum and confidence, propelling you closer to your ultimate goal. Number 4. Surround yourself with supportive people. This is a huge one, ladies. You know that saying, iron sharpens iron? Well, it's true. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, believe in you, and inspire you to be your best self. Avoid those energy vampires who drain you and bring you down. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by a tribe of amazing women who celebrate your wins and support you through the challenges. And finally, practice self-compassion. You know that inner critic who's always whispering those negative things in your ear. It's time to put a stop to it. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Celebrate your successes, learn from your mistakes, and remember that you are worthy of love and happiness. Now let me tell you about Sarah. Sarah was a talented artist who dreamed of showcasing her work in a gallery. But she was paralyzed by the fear of judgment, the fear of rejection, the fear of failure. It felt like those anxieties were holding her back from living her dream. Then she decided to take action. She started small, sharing her art with friends and family, taking online courses and attending local workshops. She focused on building her confidence, celebrating each milestone, and surrounding herself with a supportive community of artists. Slowly but surely, Sarah began to overcome her fear and anxiety. She entered her work in competitions, organized solo exhibitions, and eventually saw her paintings displayed in prestigious galleries. See, overcoming fear isn't about pretending it doesn't exist. It's about acknowledging those feelings, challenging those negative thoughts, taking small steps forward, surrounding yourself with support, and practicing self-compassion. Remember, courage isn't the absence of fear. It's the willingness to step forward even when you feel afraid. So, my beautiful listeners, take a deep breath, tap into your inner strength, and remember, you are capable of achieving amazing things. Never underestimate your power. Go out there and conquer those fears, embrace the unknown, and live a life filled with courage, joy, and purpose. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of inspiration today. Keep shining bright, ladies. Until next time, remember, fear is just a feeling, courage is a choice. Choose wisely.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.